time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In a series of early morning tweets, the president on Thursday threatening to pull federal workers from Puerto Rico, abandoning the U.S. territory during its humanitarian crisis in the wake of Hurricane Maria. Electric and all infrastructure was disaster before hurricanes. Congress to decide how much to spend, he tweeted, adding, we cannot keep FEMA, the military, and the first responders, who have been amazing under the most difficult circumstances in Puerto Rico forever. More than 3 weeks after Maria, over 80% of the island is still without power. Just 63% of the island's residents have access to clean drinking water, and only 60% of wastewater treatment plants are operating, all according to FEMA. After failing to repeal the Affordable Care Act in Congress, the president will act on his own to relax health care standards on small businesses that band together to buy health insurance by signing an executive order. Speaking with Fox's Sean Hannity at a rally-style interview Wednesday night, Trump explained,
we're going to have great health care, cross state lines. People can buy it. It will cost the government nothing. You'll go out. Private insurers are going to give you incredible health care. And I'll tell you what, this will take, and I can sign it myself. I don't need anybody. I would have done it earlier, except I was hoping that they were going to put this through and I'd have it in the bill. But right. We're signing tomorrow a health care package that will cover, I don't know, people say 30%, people say 25%, and some people say it could be 50%. It's going to cover a large percentage of the people.
Democrats and some state regulators are alarmed, calling this another attempt to undermine President Obama's health care law. Insurance experts are worried that the influx of a set of plans exempt from the ACA rules will divide the market and make it increasingly unstable. More fallout from NBC's report on a July meeting in which Trump allegedly said that he wanted a tenfold increase in the nation's nuclear weapons stockpile. The president has been railing against the report on Twitter, threatening to use the federal government's power to license TV airwaves to target NBC. Networks aren't licensed, by the way. Individual stations are, just saying.
President Trump reacted to yesterday's NBC News exclusive report about what happened during a meeting at the Pentagon last July by attacking the press and seemingly freedom of the press. He tweeted yesterday morning, quote, with all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for country. And again last night. Network news has become so partisan, distorted, and fake that licenses must be challenged and, if appropriate, revoked. Not fair to public. To be clear, the networks themselves do not hold federal licenses. Their individual television stations do. Right? I mean, only a moron would think that anyhow. The president said more in a rally-style interview with Fox News held in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
If I was just watching television, you don't know whether or not, because, you know, you're just watching a report. But when you're the one being written about, you know if it's good or bad, and it's always, they try and make it negative. So the media has turned that, I call it fake media. It's fake.
Fake
it's
news.
So much fake news. And we
you
have
agree
to
with
understand.
That? Fake news?
Later, in an Oval Office meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, Trump said,
do you want to increase the nuclear arsenal?
No, I never discussed increasing it. I want it in perfect shape. That was just fake news by NBC, which gives a lot of fake news lately. No, I never discussed. I think somebody said I want 10 times the nuclear weapons that we have right now. Right now, we have so many nuclear weapons. I want them in perfect condition, perfect shape. That's the only thing I've ever discussed. General Mattis put out a statement, or is putting out a statement, saying that that was fake news, that it was just mentioned that way. And it's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write. And people should look into it. No, I want to have absolutely perfectly maintained, which we are in the process of doing, nuclear force. But when they said, I want 10 times what we have right now, it's totally unnecessary, believe me, because I know what we have right now.
During Wednesday night's interview with Sean Hannity, Trump made a number of claims that just didn't make sense, including his statement that the stock market bump is wiping out the national debt.
And I'm so proud of the $5.2 trillion of increase in the stock market. Now, if you look at the stock market, that's one element, but then we have many other elements. The country, we took it over, it owed $20 trillion. As you know, the last 8 years, they borrowed more than it did in the whole history of our country. So they borrowed more than $10 trillion, right? And yet we picked up $5.2 trillion just in the stock market. Possibly picked up the whole thing in terms of the first 9 months, in terms of value. So you could say in one sense we're really increasing values, and maybe in a sense we're reducing debt. But we're very honored by it.
The number of wildfires burning California is growing. 22 different fires are out of control, having burned through 265 square miles around the state. More than 8,000 firefighters and other personnel are battling the blazes, and more resources are pouring in from other states. At least 3,500 homes and businesses have been destroyed, and at least 23 lives lost since the fire started on Sunday. The president will nominate Kirstjen Nielsen as the new head of the Department of Homeland Security. A cybersecurity expert with experience in Homeland Security, Nielsen is currently a top aide with White House Chief of Staff and former DHS Chief General John Kelly. I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without you. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.